The Oracle is back!
Current topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
You want to transfer your cash without any fear. No locked up, no worry yourself, no. Zero wahala, oh. Anything where you want to do, just carry your phone. Dial the code or download the app, oh.
This one is with my flow.
You want to buy all the time. You want to buy all your time. You cannot do anything and do everything and find money. Oh, you want to buy all the time. You want to buy all your time. You cannot do everything and do anything. No, first money wallet is in town. Very, very fast and very secure and safe.
First money wallet.
All money now on First Money. You first. First Bank.
Welcome once again to another exciting moment on air. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Joining me now is Aruna Kibira. Aruna Kibira is our friend on all that we do. And we're going to be looking at the market together. And there are so many other critical issues. So Aruna is the Chief Executive Officer of Global View Capital Limited. Aruna, you are welcome. Aruna, let's take off this way. In the course of last week, the central bank announced that it is going to be launching a digital currency before 2022. First, what is your understanding of what the central bank has called digital currency?
Yeah, I think we know if you are actually disposed to being a computer enthusiast, I think we'll be hearing about cryptocurrency and bitcoins. You know, and it was even rumor that the central bank banned the trading of cryptocurrency in the country. But they came back and said no. Well, I think what they were just trying to do was to, you know, supervise the use of cryptocurrency as a means of store value or transactional motive in the country. And why would they actually do that? You know, what you did not owe, that is not your platform, it is to a foreign body platform, you cannot actually determine, you can't really measure the flow.
Aruna, we'll still come to the issue of cryptocurrency. But for now, let us look at what the central bank digital currency is saying. It actually said that this digital currency will just be as good as you having cash
in your pocket.
And even as you have the cash in your pocket, you are going to have the cash on your phone.
Yeah, I think it's as good as cash, it's near cash. And the only thing is that it is available, whether you call it CBN, digital currency, is the same thing as Bitcoin. And what they don't want to do is to give you that leverage where you do, to have their own Bitcoin that you can deal with. It's like a kind of store of value for transactional purpose, like I just said. And it's also a means of an instrument for investment.
You know why I might not readily agree that it is very much like cryptocurrency? Cryptocurrency is an instrument, it's an investment instrument. It's a form of currency in itself, like gold or some other metals, you know. But what, to my understanding, the central bank is trying to say here is that it is going to be denominated in Naira and Kobo, but it's not going to be as if it is the physical Naira that you deposited there. It's going to be there in digital format. For example, the Nigerian Stock Exchange now the Nigerian Exchange Group, NGX. You know, in the days of yore, it used to be physical certificate, but now certificate has been dematerialized. So you still have your investment, but you don't have a certificate. You have your CSCS statement. To my understanding, I think this is what the central bank is trying to say, that you will know you have this currency, you can transact with it. It is not going to be an introduction of another financial instrument, if I got it right.
I believe it's, you know, what I know about digital currency is that it's something that they mint. In computer sense, it is minted. I think that is what they want to display. You can use this for transaction, you can use it for payment, you can use this as a means of investment.
Yes, now talking about this cryptocurrency of a thing, maybe we could just spend a few minutes on it, though we are not, I really don't want to talk about it. It is not what I want to sell. I'm a purely stock market person. I don't sell instrument that I don't know who the regulator is. I don't know who the ombudsman is, in such a way that if you are defrauded, where are you going to report them to? Who is going to come in as an intermediary between the offender and the offended? You get the point now? So this cryptocurrency of a thing, what is the risk involved in it? How profitable is it? I know you are a broker, and I'm very sure you don't trade.
No, I don't do crypto. I think the risk is that, yes, it can appreciate in value. I think the downside risk is also high, that it can crash. Yeah. One of the things that actually didn't, you know, pull my attention to it is that we talk about fundamentals. What is it that is holding it?
Yeah.
What is it that, like, if I take position in QTs with the mind that they are going to pay 20 kobo dividend, if the price falls, I will take the dividend.
And then you wait.
I'll still be in my position to come back.
You but wait for the price to come back.
But what is the fundamental that is behind this crypto?
Maybe those who trade it will definitely know. Maybe not fundamental per se. Maybe technical analysis tools. Just like when you trade Forex. Of course, Forex too has its fundamentals. And it's also, it's got the technical side of it. Maybe we should leave cryptocurrency for those who are trading cryptocurrency. More so now that it is commonly said that it is crashing in the global market. But one thing you can be rest assured that we're going to be doing is that when the CBN eventually comes out with details on the guidelines on how to go about the digital currency that it is introducing, we will be very apt at presenting that to you, educating you, enlightening you. But for now, just keep a tab on it as a piece of information that something is coming between now and the end of the year. And that is what the central bank called digital currency. In other words, it says that it will be available in your account. It will also be available on your phone. It's going to be an exciting moment within the Nigerian economy. And that's why we continue to say, those that are looking for plan B somewhere else, let them continue to. For those of us that are here, there would always be one reason or the other to stay back in Nigeria as a Nigerian. All right, another news in the market is that, I think like 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, there is this, there was this rumor that the central bank is accusing Unity Bank PLC, one of those equities that are listed on the floors of the Nigerian exchange group, as Unity Bank, right? There is this rumor that they are very illiquid, and that it is either that the central bank will look for an investor that will take up the organization, that is the assets and the liability, or that the bank will have to be nationalized like a few others, as the central bank did a few years back. But in the course of last week, the central bank actually came out to say that the news was fake. So this is very important for those of you that probably might have taken decision. Sometimes you just need to wait a little bit to confirm certain information as they are flowing around before you take decision. But Aruna, where it should concern you is that apparently you heard about that rumor. How do you think such rumor affected the price performance of that equity on the floor of the Nigerian
Stock? Definitely, you know, when a bank is nationalized here, that means all the shareholders lose their holdings. Mm. So a number of people will be struggling to get out of the position before that news actually crystallizes.
Mm. So now that the central bank has said the news is fake, how should some of those that had divested, should they now begin to look for it? But generally, what is it about the bank? Are they doing well? Are they worth investing in? Or they are just one of those that add up the numbers of equities that are listed on the floor of the stock?
You know what has actually determined the pricing of stock on the floor of the Nigerian stock is your performance.
Mm.
To keep the price of Unity Bank at that price that it has been trading means that a lot has actually been happening to it in a situation where the likes of Access are trading 8 naira, the likes of First Bank are trading 7 naira, and is trading other 1 naira. That it means that all is not well with it as a bank.
But again, you cannot compare Access. In fact, just listening to the name alone, you talk about their branch network and all the activities in Access Bank, you cannot be comparing it with that of Unity Bank.
That is exactly what I'm saying, because if you don't measure up, the market will price you to that extent.
Well, I'd like to report that Access Bank PLC says partnering with the African FinTech Foundry to increase the participation of women in the technology industry is timely, and that the bank is excited about the prospects this event presents. Access Bank is one of those banks around that actually devotes time, energy, and resources to empowering the women folks. So if you are a woman, or you are an entrepreneur, you have a business name incorporated, probably by you, or with you having the majority shares, Access Bank is saying it is always there to support you. And they do not just support, they also go ahead to empower, train, and give contacts and links to women on how to do business right. I've got to leave. I want to say a very big thank you to everyone that worked with us today to make this presentation a success. And you too, for staying tuned. You will be doing more if you help advertise to others so that they can get connected to all that we do. Until I will be coming your way again, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation is accumulation and preservation. Abayomi Obabolijo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Money wallet. To transfer your cash without any fear, no long talk, no worry yourself, no zero wahala. And anything when you want to do, just carry your money. Now the code or download the app.
This one is with my flow.
You want to buy your data, you want to buy your airtime. You cannot do anything and do everything and find money. Oh, you want to buy your data, you want to buy your airtime. Money wallet is in town. Very, very fast and very secure and safe.
First Money Wallet.
All money now on First Money. You first. First Bank.